T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI. Scott Kredeschi, Nick Coit with you. We're talking about the Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots, basking in the afterglow of Super Bowl 53. If you'd like to join us, we do have some open phone lines available at 401-737-1287. That's 401-737-1287.
Our phone lines are open.
And you can send us your texts as well, 37937. Let's go to the text line. This one from the 401 came earlier. Now will Dan from Cranston finally stop wearing his Garoppolo panties?
Okay.
This one, does Josh Gordon get a ring? Of course he does. He was a part of this Super Bowl championship season. Yes, Josh Gordon, to answer your question, will get a ring.
And he deserves it. He helped them get to where they got to.
Sure. You
know, he does. It what happened happened, but you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the future of Josh Gordon too. They could, depending on what the NFL does, he could be back next season. That could happen.
This one comes from the 860 Connecticut. Did you see that thing on FS1 about the Super Bowl? I think it was last night. Belichick was mic'd up and talking to the D, and it was great. You know, they did that for the future so that they can have great moments in Super Bowls past on NFL Network.
I just think it's impressive that after all these years and he's just still so hands-on. It was a throwback to, you know, the old clips of him as the defensive coordinator of the Giants in the 80s. I mean, he's so hands-on and he's so passionate about what he does and so into it. And it's fun to watch Belichick coach. That is fun stuff. You know, that's the greatest to ever do it, and to see him pushing guys like he did when he had, you know, less gray hairs in the 80s, it's awesome. That stuff is the best.
Yeah, and I was amazed too. He was very confident they were going to win that game. If they executed their game plan, he's like, we got this.
He said it in the fourth quarter. They can't do anything
right
against you.
Right.
That's what, and he was right. He was right, and they dialed up. I just can't get over, you know, the two plays that I'm like, wow at. We talked about it a little bit the last segment, Scott. The Jason McCourty pass breakup on Brandon Cooks. He came from the 10-yard line. Cooks could not have been more open. You saw it right from the get-go. That was a blown
and I'm
coverage.
Not sure that was his guy, but
no.
I think he instinctively reacted to the play.
My goodness.
That was Derek Jeter against the Oakland A's in the playoffs when he came running in and cut the ball off and made the shovel pass to home plate to get the runner out at home. I forget who it was, but that was Jeter-like.
That was unbelievable. He came from nowhere and made that play. I mean, that saved the game. It was that and then the Harmon blitz that caused the Gilmore interception. I mean, it just, you saw the whole, I'm telling you, when that ball was released, the whole stadium, and you saw Belichick say, intercept it. Like, everybody in the stadium said the same thing because you saw it coming. I mean, it was just so impressive. I think they're really going to miss Brian Flores. I think he did a tremendous job with the defense this year and working with Belichick.
I agree. I like Greg Schiano's hire, though. I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you like the Schiano
because
hire?
Because I think he did a great job at Rutgers. Rutgers football has sucked for many years and sucks again. Mm-hmm. The one time it was good was on his watch. That guy can flat out coach. I don't think he did a terrible job in Tampa either as a head coach, so he's got the NFL experience. I like the guy.
A lot's been made about the relationship that he had with players down in Tampa, and a lot of people are sort of harping on that and saying, well, he wasn't a great coach down there in Tampa because of the relationship with the players. I go back to, I'm like, okay, who were the players down there? And one of them, as good as he was here in 2014, one of them down there was Darrell Revis that was very outspoken about Schiano, and I'm kind of like, Revis was kind of a dingleberry when he was down there with the Bucks. I mean, he just didn't want to, it just wasn't a great environment. You know, I'm giving Schiano a chance, and what I like about the Schiano hiring is that I think he's going to get help in his players buying in, because of the fact that he coached at Rutgers and he had the McCourty twins and he had Harmon. Like, there's guys there that know what Schiano is, know who he is, can work with him, and I think Belichick has a lot of respect for him, too. You know, the Ohio State defense, you can talk about whatever you want the last couple of years, whatever, but... You know, I'm buying in for now on the Schiano hire for sure.
From the 401, Dan is wrong. Brady has intangibles that don't show up in the stats. He's smart and he's a game manager.
I think Scott just touched on that.
Yep.
Yeah, you
totally
you nailed it. I didn't have to say anything there because you were right.
I think it's hilarious that we somehow view the phrase game manager as an insult to a quarterback. No, that's the most important job of a quarterback.
I agree.
Nobody touches the football more throughout the course of a game than a quarterback. What you do with the football is so important, how you protect the football as well. And I think that's, again, where Brady just excels over every other quarterback that's ever played the game. He is a fantastic game manager. Mm. That is not an insult. That's a compliment.
No, I think Brady steps up in the biggest moments. I think he does. I don't think you win that Super Bowl. I really don't. I don't think you win that Super Bowl without Brady. And you can say what you want about his statistics or however he played. You know, there was good moments. There was bad moments. This wasn't the best of Super Bowl runs for Tom Brady, I would say. It was not the best, but still in the big moments, he came up big, and you don't win that Super Bowl without Brady.
We talk about also the Patriots' need at the wide receiver position. From the 508, the Patriots have a slot receiver from the University of Miami. They're high on Berrios, I believe is his name, Braxton Berrios. He is at your typical hard-nosed slot receiver. Yes, that is a guy. He was on IR this year, was he not?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And I think you need to. There needs to be multiple additions, though, to this wide receiving core. There needs to be. There's going to be a lot of rebuilding at that position. Berrios will be one element. There's going to be a youth movement with the Patriots this offseason. And don't forget about the fact that. So you're going to go out. You're going to add some wide receivers. Add some guys in free agency. And then you're going to go out in the draft. You got a lot of draft. I think you got 12 draft picks. So you're going to add a lot of talent there. And then don't forget about the fact that people forget that you had a first-round pick besides Sony Michel and Isaiah Wynn who got hurt and went on IR. That's like adding another first-round pick. And then you had a guy at linebacker early in the season that was playing really well for you in Juwan Bentley. That's like adding another young talent. I mean, there's going to be a youth movement here, but that's a good thing for the Patriots, and that's a good thing for this version of the Patriots because I think the next wave of talent is going to come through.
When the game was on the line, this is from the 508, look at what Brady did. He was absolutely clutch. I mean, he feathered that pass into Gronk up the right sideline.
I was just thinking that float to Gronk, I thought that was beautiful. The touch on the pass to Gronk.
Down at the two-yard line. He threw it inside where Gronk could make the play.
That's where Brady stands out. That's where Tom Brady stands out. The Kansas City game I thought was impressive. The way that they efficiently moved the ball in the first half against the Chargers. Like, you don't win that Super Bowl without Tom Brady. You don't.
Thank you for this, listener. Jeremy Giambi was the guy that Jeter got out at home plate.
There it is.
I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
And then the last one before we go to break from the 860. Love that people think this game was ugly. It was offensively great, but the Pats game plan was insane. No, it was defensively great.
Defensively great.
It's still here, he writes. You know, I have this argument with Brian Morey all the time. Brian Morey, who is the executive director of the Hall of Patriot Place,
former radio
co-host with me on The Score.
Yep.
Brian, all season long, has been saying, like after the Rams-Kansas City game, which was a track meet, you remember this year? It was like, boom, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. He's like, that's not football. Anybody that enjoys that, I'll take a game with good defense over a game like that with good offense any day of the week. And I said, you know, cool your jets, Brian. I said, that was a fun game to watch. I'm a fan. I enjoyed watching that. I agree with you. I like to see good defensive plays as well. But don't try to tell me that great offense isn't exciting and exhilarating for fans. And I will say this. I appreciate what the Patriots did in this Super Bowl. But are you going to tell me that Super Bowl was as exciting as the come-from-behind win over the Atlanta Falcons? Or, you know, the Seahawks game where the Patriots, you know, Brady rallied them from 10 down in the fourth quarter to beat the Seahawks. I do think that a little more offense makes for a more exciting Super Bowl. Okay, there was one play, the touchdown run by Sony Michel, run in the red zone by either team in the red zone. One play in the red zone. I think fans like a little more offense, and I do think a little more offense makes for a more exciting Super Bowl. I agree you want to see some good defensive plays as well, but I think more offense makes for a more exciting game.
Don't underestimate as well. Bill Belichick always talks about how football is about three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. don't underestimate how fun the special teams battle was in that game, too. In a game like this where it's 13-3, Matthew Slater makes a difference.
Absolutely.
That guy is so fun. It is so fun to watch. If you're a high school football coach, if you're a coach that's trying to teach special teams to maybe a kid or somebody younger just getting into football, I pull up every film, every video I can of Matthew Slater. That guy beats the ball to wherever it's landing from a punt every single freaking time. It is so fun to watch that guy.
Yep.
It's so great. And in a game like that, he makes a difference because it was such a field position battle.
Absolutely.
And call me crazy, but Ryan Allen had a good game too.
Yep.
The punter for the Patriots was a key in that game. It was him versus Johnny Hecker, who, you want to talk about getting a pants tent, that's what Bill Belichick does when he talks about Johnny Hecker. He gets a little Hecker in his shorts.
Well, how about that punt he had from deep in his own red zone?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking the Patriots are going to get the ball at midfield, maybe on the Rams side of the 50, and he booms that 60-whatever yarder. It was a Super Bowl record.
It's unbelievable. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then that right there, a game like that, you want to talk about teaching special teams, that's it right there. And so that's what I had fun watching, that because it was so, I know offense and scoring is exciting and more exciting, whatever, but that game was fun for a different reason. I think that was such a great thing for the game of football after you had a game like Rams Chiefs this year to have the Super Bowl be a total contrast to that. That's a good thing for the game.
A quick break to take. Hour number one on the books. Hour number two.
And when we start hour number two, I have something to talk about in terms of Julian Edelman winning MVP and some of the critics out there.
Okay, we'll get to that when we come back on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.